The next person you're going to hear from is part of the new Colombo plan. It sends Aussie students around our region. Why? Well, policy and politics and diplomacy are one thing, but face-to-face, people-to-people links are something else. So the new Colombo plan sends students overseas, people like Max Collett. He is 22. He is one of 125 undergraduates recently awarded one of these scholarships. He's going to Taiwan next year and then plans to go to Palau as well in Micronesia. Max, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me on the show, Raf.
Why do you think they chose you?
To be honest, I think it was in large part due to all the help that I had behind me. I guess I'm the one whose name got chosen, but behind me I had so much support from so many people. I had my uni's international staff, friends, family.
That's very humble of you. Can I brag for you? Apparently a few years ago you received the highest mark of any non-ethnic Chinese student out of all of the people studying the Chinese language in year 12. Mm-hmm. So you clearly got some great academic aptitude. Why do you think you ended up being the best person in Chinese language other than people who are, I guess, brought up speaking it at home? How'd that happen?
I think it's, again, in large part due to the excellent teachers and stuff that I've had along the way. But I guess I grew up in Box Hill, which, as you might know, is a really multicultural area of Melbourne. So even from a really young age, I was surrounded by, like, I had friends from China and India. And in fact, one of my earliest nicknames was Bao Jia Tou, which means afro in Chinese.
Afro, because of your curly hair.
Yeah, a bit of an afro back in the day. And so they encouraged me to start learning Chinese. So when I went to high school, it was a bit of a no-brainer. I picked up Chinese. I was lucky enough to have teachers that nurtured that passion. And then I, again, was lucky enough to go to China a couple of times. And when I was there and actually immersed in Beijing, in the culture, that's when I realized, oh, this is for me. This is what I love doing. This is where I want to be.
What's interesting about the Chinese language and that incredibly massive culture and history? Why is that interesting?
Oh, so many reasons. I guess the Chinese language is very old. You know, like English language, if you go back more than a few hundred years, is practically unintelligible to us. But Chinese has been unchanged for thousands of years virtually. So we can read Confucius and stuff in the original script. So I think that's really interesting, like a window into the past.
Yeah.
And just the beauty of the characters, like a lot of them are pictographs. So they, you know, they sort of look like their meaning.
Look like what they're talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? I know you've got you're studying a Bachelor of Science and you're doing a Diploma of Chinese. What's your dream job? Once you've been to Taiwan and done your thing in Palau, what's your dream job?
I'm not really too sure, to be honest.
IT, I think, politics, racing car driver?
When I was little, it was a racing car driver, mm-hmm. actually. I used to love racing cars. But no, I'm not too sure at the moment. I think that this experience will sort of clarify a lot of things in my mind for me.
What exactly will you study in Taiwan? I assume it's part of your undergrad degree.
Yeah, that's
right. So what subjects? Do you know what subjects you'll be doing?
So I'll be studying a mix of ecology, environmental science, and politics, and to try and understand how they all relate to each other. And then on top of that,
when you work that out, by the way, will you come back and tell us all how ecology, environment, and politics will relate to each other and how that relationship works?
Don't know if I'll be able to sum it up in a small interview, but I'll give it a crack.
Are you worried about the future of the world? A lot of people are worried about state of the environment, climate change. Does that worry you?
To be honest, yeah, it does. It does a lot. I'm going to inherit this world from people older than me.
Fools like me.
Exactly. And there are some aspects of it which I'm worried about, the crises that are that we're going to confront related to how we've mistreated the earth.
Sure. Okay, so right now, I'm going to force you. You're at a fork in the road.
Yeah.
You've got to make a choice right now in this radio studio. You can choose science or politics to try and address those questions. You can go into politics or you can go into research. If I had to force you to choose, which of those two paths would you choose?
If you had to force me to choose, Raph, I think I would go down politics because I believe that we have a lot of great scientists in this country.
But not so many great politicians. I've only got 60 seconds to go.
Yeah,
so now,
sure.
Okay, you're running for office.
Yeah.
So we need to know a lot more about you away from work. Max
sure.
Collett, part of the Colombo Plan, going to Taiwan as part of that great scholarship program. What do you read and watch? And like, what's your thing that you just enjoy to get away from the worries of the world? You've got 30 seconds.
I like to spend as much time as I can outside, surfing, camping, hiking. Whenever I can be outside and in touch with nature, that's the time that I really value. And I think that like that connection to our country, especially in Australia, where we're blessed to have one of the most, you know, beautiful environments that we've inherited from our First Nations people, is just such an honour. Yeah. And so that's what I like to do.
Sounds perfect. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.